At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
What's up, everybody? It's time for another Full Draw Friday on a Saturday. This one is episode number 43. Today, I'm going to talk, obviously, we'll go through the RUT update. We're going to go through your strategy, which will tie in together. And then instead of like an article this week, I'm just going to go over some things that I think is going to help you. And, you know, I don't think there's anything in a magazine that is going to make the biggest difference right now this time of year. And I'll explain that a little bit later when we get into the episode. But first, don't forget about our sponsor for Full Draw Friday. That is Rodney Hawkins. We've been partnered with him for coming up on a year now. And if you guys haven't been listening to the podcast, if you don't know what he's about, he is a land specialist with Midwest Farm and Land. So if you guys are looking for your own piece of ground to manage and hunt, even if you have your own property that you're wanting to maybe put on the market, he's got buyers as well. And he does that through Midwest Farm and Land. And they're not your average real estate company. If you guys haven't heard of them, they sold over $85 million worth of ground in 2022 alone. They've got agents like Rodney all over Illinois, so they're really a local company with a national reach. For more information on them or anything that might be available or getting your property on the market, you can contact Rodney directly at 618-925-3153, and he'll get you taken care of. He's also got his own company called RG Outdoors. He's currently got products from Radix Hunting. He's got Tacticam trail cameras, and he's got an all-natural scent elimination product called Camo Dust that you need to try out as well. If you're interested in any of that stuff, you can send them a message through their Facebook page, RG Outdoors. Email them at rgoutdoors@yahoo.com. Or again, just call Rodney directly at 618-925-3153. Don't forget to follow us on social media at Ridge Hunter Outdoors. That's on Facebook and Instagram. You guys would have saw the buck that Blake just put down yesterday, a buck he calls High Rise. Make sure you tune in for the next episode of Fall Pursuit, and you'll get to see part of that hunt. That's on our YouTube channel, which is also Ridge Hunter Outdoors. You can subscribe to that, hit the notification bell, and then you'll know when those episodes come out. Also, the podcasts all go up on there, too. We do have a Facebook group called RHO Podcast Patrons, where you'll get some input on the podcast. It's basically just a hunting group, another one for you to be in, and you can have some input on the podcast, and you can ask our guests, upcoming guests, you can ask them questions if you want to. And if you have anything you'd want us to talk about, let us know in that group. You can post it in there. And any other kind of hunting discussion you want to talk about, feel free in that group. That's RHO Podcast Patrons. Our website is richhunteroutdoors.com. Anything you find on there, whether that be our all-natural scent products, which are buck and doe tarsal spray, and our calming spray, which now is a great time of year to start using that buck tarsal spray and the doe tarsal spray. The does are coming into estrus, so some of that stuff is going to be estrus scent as well. It's going to have that element to it. And then the buck spray, you know, I mean, it's effective all year round. You're going to make those bucks mad thinking there's another one in their area. They're going to come check it out if they smell it. So that's something you guys can use. If you see any of that you like or the apparel on the website, use the discount code FULLDRAW. That's all caps, no space, and you get 10% off of that. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify or anywhere else for that matter, follow us there. Leave us a review. That helps us out as well. All that said, let's get into Full Draw Friday number 43. All right, so for your rut update for this week, deer activity, we're starting to see that the rutting activity that, you know, we wait for all year, that you see on TV, you know, the cool November mornings where the bucks are out chasing, nudging around does, they're cruising. The big bucks are still cruising, checking those bedding areas. They're hitting scrapes. As a matter of fact, I had a shooter buck on a scrape at 7:15 this morning. Unfortunately, I was not there. But that's what they're doing. They're getting out there and they're getting after it. They're going to start finding those first does, and then they're going to start dogging those first does that are coming in. And that's where, this time of year, if you can find the hot doe, you're going to have a really good sit. You know, we talk about it a lot this time of year where some guys, you know, one guy might not see anything. He thinks, man, the rut's not happening yet. And a guy 2 miles away could have a hot doe come by a stand, and then he's got bucks all over him for the whole hunt. So it's just a matter of catching the right doe coming by right now, or being in the right spot, catching that buck cruising, looking for that doe, is where you're going to see that rutting activity that I'm talking about that's going on right now. We've seen some bucks pushing does around. I saw a good 3.5-year-old checking bedding areas yesterday morning, just kind of cruising. He covered, gosh, pretty much the whole farm while I was sitting there. I could see him along the whole eastern part of that farm where it's at, and that's exactly what he was doing. He was running down fence rows, going downwind to bedding areas, and he cut back up and went the other direction. I know that's what he did on the other side of the farm as well. He was on a mission to find a hot doe that he could push around and try to find. So that's what they're doing right now, and the strategy, as always, will be tied directly to that. And that's going to be to sit those funnels right now. And if you guys aren't familiar with the funnels, go back and listen to the last episode, number 101 of the podcast. And I talked a lot about that from an article out of one of the magazines kind of discussing funnels and where to sit this time of year, the best places for rut stands. And that's going to be one of the places. If you have a spot that, you know, is conducive to movement, natural movement, that's where you're going to want to be, because that's where the bucks are going to go, because they know that's what the does use. That's where they're going to hit to try to find, get on the scent of an estrus doe. Now, you still have to play the wind. Okay, so if you're trying to make a decision on what stand to sit, make sure you got the wind first and then go from there. It could be a hot scrape. Like, they're still using scrapes as well. They haven't totally abandoned those yet to chase does. We're not quite to that point. We'll be getting there, though, by the middle of this week, end of this week. You'll start seeing the scrapes kind of go cold, and then they're going to be more on the does than they are checking those scrapes. But right now, they're still working them a little bit. They probably will for the next few days. So you can be on those if you've got a hot one, if you've got a buck that's been coming to it in daylight. And then also, like I said, those funnels, natural travel corridors, stuff like that is going to be a good place to be. If you know where the does are bedding, of course, you can get close to that doe bedding. The bucks are going to come check it. If they haven't found a doe yet, that's where they're going to be checking. They're going to cut those trails that lead into it. So even if you can't get real close to that bedding area, for whatever reason, if you know where the does are going to it from or coming to feed, then you can get in between the two on their main travel routes, their main trails, and that's where the buck's going to come, and also scent check that as well. So those are kind of, that's going to be kind of the strategy for this week. And above all, is just to get out there. And that's going to kind of lead into what would normally be the North American Whitetail / Bowhunter Magazine portion of the episode. But like I said earlier in the intro, I don't think there's anything in an article that's going to make or break you right now. It's going to be a matter of getting out there, when you can get out there and hunting those stands that I was just talking about. So put yourself in the right position, and above all else, just put yourself out there. So if you've got the day to hunt, go hunt it. You know, we talk a lot about in the early season, even the middle, later part of October, where if the weather is not great, then you don't necessarily want to go in and burn out your best stands. You might not see anything anyway. You're putting extra pressure on the deer. If that's the only day you got to hunt, go hunt maybe an observation sit or a sit somewhere on the outskirts where you'd really like to be, you know, your buck's home range or whatever. Right now, crash in on your best stands, even if the weather is not perfect. You got to be there right now. As long as your wind is good and your access is good, you got to be in there after them, because they might be moving at noon when it's 70 degrees out. Like today, it's going to be almost 70 degrees. You still could have that buck coming by because he's feeling it. He's ready to find a doe. The mature bucks are out looking for them, and they could be doing that at any time of day. So you got to be out there right now. That is the biggest thing with the strategy in any article that you can talk about with ruts. And again, maybe it talks about what stand would be better, you know, versus another one. So let's say you've got a funnel stand that has a good wind, and then you've got a stand next to a doe bedding area that has a good wind. If you're not running cameras on them, if you are running cameras on them, see which one has been more active and then go sit that one. If you don't have cameras on them, that's just a decision you're going to have to make. But I'd say get out there and just stick it out, because one is probably going to be just as good as the other. If you're sitting on those funnel stands, of course, we're getting to the time here, definitely by the end of this week, where I'd start thinking about sitting those all day, you know, even maybe the middle of this week. If you've got a good funnel set up, get in there early, sit till dark, and just grind it out. I was talking to Blake yesterday, and he was listening to a podcast, and I wish I could remember who he said was talking about it, but he made a really good point about that, is right now it's going to suck at times because you're not going to see anything, but it may be the time where that buck comes by at 1 o'clock in the afternoon or 11 in the morning or 2 in the afternoon, even if it's 65 degrees like this, because he's just out cruising for does. This is the time of year where they're still going to be moving smart. They're still going to be moving in their normal areas, but not necessarily at their normal times. So that first hour, last hour is still probably going to be your highest movement, but there's still a really good chance that any time of day they could be coming by. And you'll see that on your cameras here over the next week and a half too. You'll start getting odd pictures of bucks showing up, odd times of bucks showing up on those cameras and things like that. Even checking those bedding areas, cutting those doe trails, moving through that funnel. But those are kind of going to be the kind of places you're going to want to be right now, and you're going to want to be out there amongst them. So if you've got the day to hunt, forget all the early season October stuff about not being too aggressive. And again, you don't want to be dumb. You don't want to just get out there and do something where you don't have the right wind, or you're getting way too close to where you don't need to be and you're blowing everything up. But you can get in there and get to your best spots right now and hunt them hard. Okay, this is going to be your best 2 weeks, best week and a half chance of catching a mature buck in daylight. It's a little more random than, say, like that last week of October. If you had one where you got his home range nailed down, I'd say that's your best chance of killing that particular deer. But just for any mature buck, now is the best time to get out there and do it. You're going to have them cruising. They're going to be on their feet in the daylight. Again, if it's cold, great. You'll probably see more activity. If it's warm, though, you're still going to be out there. Just because it's warm doesn't mean they won't move. There was a day last year, and I've talked about it before, it was like 72 degrees, and I didn't go that morning, and I had deer in front of my stand all morning. So just because it's hot, don't let that discourage you from getting out there. You got to be out there right now. And that's the biggest thing, I think, as a takeaway from this episode. Get out there and hunt. Stay safe. Of course, wear your harnesses and all that stuff. And, you know, wait it out. Get out there a little earlier than you would in the evening. Sit a little longer than you would in the mornings. Even if you can't sit all day, you know, stretch that out by an hour if you can, one way or the other. Get out there just a little bit earlier and stay just a little bit later if you can, if your schedule allows. And if you can't, maybe you can get out there. Time changes coming up, so maybe that gives you enough time to get out there for a few hours before work. You know, maybe you can get out there and do that. Just whatever time you can get in the woods, be smart about it, but get out there, give yourself a chance, because that's the only way you're going to kill them right now, is to be out there with them. So that's all I got for you guys this week. Hopefully that helps. Hopefully you guys are as fired up as I am for the rut. This best week coming up, in my opinion, next weekend is still going to be the best for Southern Illinois. But depending on where you're at, that may be a couple days, one way or the other. Everybody loves the middle part of this week coming up as well, like the beginning, like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That date range is always good as well. So we're getting in the best time of the year. I'm excited about it. Hopefully you guys are too. But again, stay safe out there. Good luck to you, and hopefully you'll put one down this weekend.